Hello and welcome to the Behind the Bra podcast brought to you by Barbells Reviews, where we believe in rad breast health care for all and we strive to improve the quality of life post-diagnosis. I'm your host, Ziana Hansen, and the founder of this incredible organization. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a special show. We are launching a season two to our podcast. You heard me, Behind the Bra, season two is coming at you. So what I'd like to do is give you a little information about the podcast, where we're at with it. We launched it in October of 2019. We are now in May of 2020 and I want to give you an update. And what is season two? Why have a season two? What have we learned from this podcast? So when I originally started this podcast, it was really, my intentions were, there was two things that I was really focused on, which was to ensure that we had a time capsule for all of these incredible stories. I get to travel all over. I get to meet so many women that have just some of the most amazing stories I've ever heard. Again, I started Barbells for Boobs by sharing my friend's story, my best friend's story. And in return, the gift that I've received is so many people sharing their story with me. And I really thought that the world needed to hear these stories. And I wanted a place where women that have been diagnosed with breast cancer and their loved ones could come and share their story. And what it has turned into for me is a time capsule. So if you can imagine all the generations that will be able to hear a woman's story is kind of incredible with technology that we have today. So I'm really grateful that we have something like this so that a woman can preserve her story and her family can hear it directly from her. A second piece to it was I really thought that it was going to be able to be a place of healing for a woman to share and let it out. Sometimes just getting that out of our system and, you know, putting it in the world, there's a healing process to that. And the last piece was, you know, there's about 330,000 women that will get diagnosed with breast cancer this year. And they may not go to a support group right away, but man, they can probably get into their car and push play. And so hearing it from somebody that's been through it, something that you're about to go through that you have so many questions about and that everything is so unknown, I think that this podcast could serve as a very informative tool for a newly diagnosed woman or family, husband. We've had some husbands come on. So hearing it from somebody that's been through it and has walked down the path that you're about to walk. So in that process, since we've started the podcast, we have put out a podcast at least every single week. We've had a lot of women want to come and share their story. I've been amazed at the amount of women that have signed up. Right now, our podcast is booked until the end of July, which is just tells you how much women need to talk about this, need to get it out of their system. And what I'm learning and which is creating the season two is women are coming on, sharing their story and feeling that healing and feeling almost that start of, wow, I can get through this, or this doesn't have to define me. I kind of let it out. I kind of let all these little secrets or all these little things out of my system and kind of shared it with the world. And now they're asking to come back because it was so healing for them and they want to continue to pay it forward. And I said, okay, well, if we have women come back, I really wanted to talk about, well, what do we talk about next? And, you know, for all of us right now that are in this pandemic period of our lifetime, we're all in quarantine and we're seeing a lot of negative things in the news and in media and social media. Actually, I'm seeing a lot of funny things in social media, so I kind of take that back. But I was like, let's let season two be all about the good. And so season two is going to be called the Good Series. And we're going to be inviting women to talk about the good that breast cancer has brought them. All the good things. So there's a lot of bad things that it brings. Like, I'm not going to lie about that. But I want to talk about the good things. It might be one really great thing that has changed in your life because you were diagnosed with breast cancer or because your wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. So I invite you, if you've already shared your story with us, to come back on and really find, maybe it's two topics, maybe it's three topics, maybe your whole life has changed for the better, and come in and share that. And I think that what this peace will do for women and for people in general will, it will give them a light at the end of the tunnel. And it doesn't have to be breast cancer that we're that we're up against. It could be any trauma that we're dealing with, any change in our life that we're dealing with, and us being able to have a different perspective on life and share that and share your perspective, share your good perspective. So I wanted to take this time in this first podcast, in this prelude, in this intro to season two, and I want to share the good that breast cancer has brought to me in my life. So 2009, my best friend, Ceci, was diagnosed with breast cancer. If you haven't heard the story, she's episode two. Just look for Ceci. We do talk about our story and our friendship and her diagnosis. And in the prelude of the podcast, we also dive a little deeper into why I started it, why we've evolved the work that we do. So if you want to go back to listen to those episodes, I think they're really critical in you understanding more of the organization's roots and evolution. But the good that came out of getting a breast cancer diagnosis so young from somebody that I love so much was that I learned how to take something in my head that was really devastating and dark and overwhelming for me at 29 to say my best friend has breast cancer. Like, I was taken back by it. How do you take that and bring light, right? How do you take something that's devastating and horrible and it almost like so bad you can't understand it to bring light to it? And so that's what I feel like the first 8 years of work in Barbells for Boobs was. That was the way I healed, was how do I make this a better situation for others? And how do I bring light? And how do I make sure that never happens to another woman? You know, Ceci was denied a screening because they told her she was too young. How do I shine a bright light on this topic? And we did that. And we've brought so much awareness and so much advocacy to early detection for young women. And so that was how I channeled Ceci's diagnosis into good. And then in 2016, for those of you that don't know, my sister was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And so breast cancer kind of came back. Obviously, I had some more life lessons for me to learn. So it came back into my life. And, stage 4, it means that breast cancer is metastatic and has spread outside of the breast. It has now become a form of other cancers. So at this point, I want to say it was spread to her bones for sure and her lungs. And she was 43 years old. And honestly, when I first got my sister's diagnosis, I really felt like I failed her. You know, when I thought about all the work I did in early detection and all the work I was doing, the fact that my sister waited till she was 43 to get screened, was a little discouraging to me. Like, my voice has helped so many people, but not my own sister. So I had a little guilt in that moment when I heard her diagnosed, when I found out about her diagnosis. And then we also shared a podcast. My sister Charlene and I did a podcast on my sister. You can listen to her full story. I don't know the episode number, but it is it's Jenny Dean's story, stage 4. And she took her last breath in my arms in April of 2018. So, I think that for me, after that moment in my life, it took me a really long time to find the good. And I'm going to be really honest here. And I think that a lot of women that have been diagnosed with breast cancer, I think that there could be some relatability. It feels like death. I that feeling of loss, you're either going to lose a part of your body. You're going to lose your hair. There's this death almost that happens. And so, I've become closer with the community that I work with every day after losing my sister. And I'm not sure why it had to take that for me to feel like I belong, but it has. I kind of felt like an imposter. I had imposter syndrome before of like, I've never had breast cancer. How do I belong here? I was very reluctant to be a part of the support group. I just felt like it was, again, I was an imposter. I was only on the sidelines. I was only a spectator of the disease. But once I lost my sister, I felt like I belonged. I felt like I could finally feel what that felt like, that loss, you know, that loss of, you know, I think that when you do get breast cancer, it's a huge death in your life. It's a huge loss. And if we could think about death as a part of you dies or something dies, it's gone and you have to either, it's either this rebirth or you don't come back, or it's, you know, a spiritual awakening and it took me a very long time to find the good. And I think that I can really understand and relate with a woman where it might take you some time after a diagnosis to find the good. And I finally came into 2020. I remember telling my husband, like, I could literally, the clouds were gone. It was almost like there was this like a full sky of clouds, like just darkness, that it was really hard for me to make decisions. It was really hard for me to love. It was really hard for me to kind of just show up for life on a day-to-day basis. And I finally, this year, it was just crazy. It was just like, I could finally see the light. Like there was finally sun that I could see. Like I was out of this phase or this, you know, I don't know if it was depression or shock or who knows what all those emotions are that come with death. But it was definitely a mourning period that happened. And so as I needed to find the good and come out of it with a different perspective, the good, it's so crazy to say that good comes out of loss, but it does. It just takes time to find it. What has really changed in my life is genuinely appreciating everything I have. And I've spent most of my life, if you know me or if you've been following me, I am a goal-driven individual. I come from a really interesting background. I didn't come from much. I grew up in a pretty rough neighborhood in Long Beach. My mom was out of my life by the time I was 8. My dad was out of my life by the time I was 15. So I've been on my own since I was 15. And I'm so fortunate that I had some great role models in my life and I had some great siblings in my life that ensured that I didn't end up down the wrong path. And so I became a really goal-driven person pretty early. And I guess you can relate that to I was a survivor. You know, some days I didn't know what I was going to be eating that day or if the lights were going to be on or, you know, if I would have food in my belly. So I think my goal-driven practices have stemmed from survivorship of life, you know, just surviving life. So I've always been very goal-driven. So I'm always like in this place of, I want more. I want, you know, like I'm just very driven. I want more out of life and I want to live to the fullest. And I think after losing Jenny, I think that sometimes you can live in such a goal-driven place that you forget to live in your place that you're in, right? And so I finally realized that was like, it's great to have goals, but I was getting so goal-driven that I wasn't living and appreciating what I had. And so I think that the thing that I've learned the most is just being still and happy with who I am, with what I have, and how I show up every day to my life, the current phase of my life, the current situation, the current status, even though it's like, I think, you know, I want to own a home. You know, we all have these dreams. I want to write a book. I want to, you know, I have all these things that I want to do in life. And I think that that's what Jenny has really taught me is one of the things that she was just so fantastic at is she just loved life. She was just so optimistic about her life. She just loved her life. And so that is my good that came out of breast cancer. And I think that it's just such a great message right now, especially as we all sit in quarantine and as we all try to figure out our day-to-day lives and how we parent, how we teach, how we homeschool, how we function as in our careers, how we parent, how we love. I think that my perspective and just a true appreciation for every day you have, everything you have in your life, like loving it to like, it is the best, you know, like that is the goal. Like my Honda Accord is the best car out there and I don't need anything else. And just being grateful for those things that you do have. I think it's great to dream, but, maybe just one step at a time. And I'm it's a really hard practice for me, as crazy as that sounds, because I'm so goal driven, but really sitting in who I am, where I'm at, day by day has been the best thing that's happened to me. That's it. I just wanted to get on and share my good so that you can get comfortable in sharing your good and maybe even just thinking about it and saying, what is good in my life? What maybe I've realized it, but I'm not practicing every day, or I'm not acknowledging it every day. And how do we sit back and acknowledge the good that we have? Again, as if it goes from like your car to where you live, to where you work, to how you parent, it's definitely changed a lot in my life and a lot of my perspective. And I'm happy to share that with everyone. Again, we are committed here at Barbells for Boobs, providing vehicles for our community to heal and be better after breast cancer. I feel like this podcast is not a huge thing that we do, but it's definitely been very impactful for the women that have shared their stories, for the individuals that have listened. I've heard so many great things that people are learning from our community. And so I encourage you all to share your stories. I encourage you all to look for the good in your life. And thank you for all your support. Please join us in season 2 of Behind the Bra podcast, the good series. We all have good things happening. We all have bad stuff happening as well. Like, I'm not going to lie. There's bad in the world. There's things that are happening in our lives that I would not label as good. But if we can at least show up for the good, and if we can keep our focus on the good, the bad doesn't hurt so bad. And so thank you for listening to my goodness, to my good stuff. And again, for me, appreciate what you have. Just stay still with that. Just be still with it. Like all the things that you want, it's good to write them down. It's good to dream. But if we're not living with what we have and who we are today, does it really matter what tomorrow brings? I don't think it does. I love you all. This is the Behind the Ball podcast, and it is Lights Out for Me, Prelude, the good series. We are launching it, season 2. Join us. It's gonna be really good. Ciao.